"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're live in Anaheim at the Honda Center. This is your cue. This is your only participation role here. We are in the Honda Center, at the Honda Center, in parking lot 4, the red lot. We're on Instagram Live. We're on KFI. We're going to be on the iHeart app later. We're on KFI now on the iHeart app. And we're also later going to be on the podcast, John Cobell Show, on demand. So there, you got all the streams covered. To get here to sign this petition, which we'll explain in just a moment, you take the 57, you go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive, you turn on Phoenix Club Drive, you go a short distance, it empties right into the parking lot here, parking lot 4 at the Honda Center. Then you follow the cones and the bollards, and we've got 4 traffic lanes, and they've been going since 1 o'clock when we started, people signing petitions, and the official name is called, hold on a second, the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. Basically, this is a huge rewrite of Prop 47. In short, it makes retail theft a crime again. It makes drug use, drug possession a crime again. It goes after fentanyl traffickers, pushers. That becomes a more severe crime. And if you kill the person you sold the fentanyl to, it's going to be murder. And we can get this on the ballot in November. This was co-written by George Gascon. I think we're all familiar with him. He is a human cancer. And he's going to get eradicated this year. He's going to be kicked out of office as DA of LA County, and his stupid Prop 47 is going to be destroyed as well. So please come. We are taking signatures till 6 o'clock. We're on the air for one more hour till 4 o'clock, and we have a number of people to talk with, including Todd Spitzer, the Orange County DA, who helped set this up today. So a big round of applause for Todd, one of the few good guys in government. And Todd is going to go into detail about what the provisions are in this referendum that we're trying to get on the ballot. Now, seated next to me here is Matt Capilouto, a father. We've had him on a number of times. You may know his story. I'm going to have him briefly tell it again. And he's trying to get legislation passed through the legislature and through the ballot initiative method. And Matt, why don't we... I'm sure a lot of people have not heard your story. So just briefly go through it and explain why you're here today.
Sure. Like one of the other parents who you heard just from a couple moments ago, I lost a child to fentanyl poisoning. Not an overdose. I want to make this clear. There is a difference between when somebody knowingly takes too much of something and what happened to my daughter, was which she purchased what was represented to her as oxycodone. She took half of an oxycodone pill before going to bed, and she died within minutes. That's not an overdose. She was poisoned, and that's murder. No parent will condone their child purchasing a prescription drug illegally, but what is far worse is the person on the other end of that transaction who risked her life for a few dollars. From that point, we came up with Alexandra's Law. I'm going to explain this to you. Thank you. Alexandra's Law is very simple. If you're convicted of a drug offense, you're going to receive a warning letting you know that if you continue to furnish deadly drugs and that results in somebody's death, you can be charged with murder. That warning, yep, common sense. That warning serves as knowledge that you know what you're doing can kill somebody, and that is the evidence that is needed in a court of law in California. As common sense as that sounds, I've been battling our state legislature trying to get that passed for 4 years. And because of a few extreme politicians who sit on the public safety committees, they prevent this from getting passed. So it what is amen, it's amen that it's now part of this ballot initiative. So if we get this on the ballot and it's voted in by the people, it will become law, and we will finally be able to hold these death dealers accountable. But I want to make one more point, and I'll give it back to John. The far left is going to promote this as us just wanting to charge people with murder and lock people up. No, we want to save lives, and we want to provide justice to victims. And that's what this does.
Matt has been coming on our show for several years now. It's been a four-year fight in the legislature. I can't tell you how resistant the legislature is in putting murderers in prison. They are absolutely against new crimes, and they look at making fentanyl trafficking that leads to a death as a new crime. And so there are some extreme radical members of the Democratic Party, and they're all on the public safety committees in the Assembly and the Senate. And they have a good game going, because the Assembly leaders or some of the other assemblymen and state senators will say, oh, no, I'm for the bill. If it gets through the committee, I'd vote for it. Really? You got a majority support here in Sacramento. It just has to go through the committee. But what the leaders do is they intentionally put these hardcore pro-criminal fanatics on the committee to choke off these bills so they never get to the floor for a full vote. They know what they're doing. It's a scam.
It is a scam.
It's a scam. And none of this is covered in the media. So none of us know the names of these assembly people and the state senators. And you end up with, I mean, Todd said it at the beginning of the show, you end up with like 100,000 people dying from fentanyl. And many of them young people, like Matt's daughter here. And there's nobody in government fighting for them, nobody in media fighting for them. I don't think it's outrageous to charge a guy who puts fentanyl in an everyday drug and kills teenage boys and girls. I don't think it's outrageous to put him in prison. What else should we do with him? I mean, but this is a sick religion that these progressives believe in, and they're in government and they're in the media, and they have put a chokehold on the information getting out now, because the legislators don't want to talk about it and the media doesn't want to cover it. And then we have an event like this, and Matt came up, and the couple we had at the end of last hour came up, and then the man we had who was set fire on the metro train by a homeless person, and everybody goes, oh my God. It's like, yeah, this is what everyday life is in LA, Orange County. You don't hear this reported very much.
I'd like to say one more thing. Alexandra's Law is going through the legislature once again. It's known as SB Senate Bill 21. So please follow it as it progresses through the legislature. It will be going to the Public Safety Committee in at some point in March or April. If you have a chance, please watch it. You know, one last thing that I'll explain. It's in its simplest terms, it is a warning. It gives you a chance to stay away from killing somebody. It's only if you disregard that warning and somebody dies as a result that you can be held accountable. Look, we're in California. We put warnings on everything. Everything has a warning label, and our legislature won't warn fentanyl dealers. It's crazy.
It is nuts. It really, a warning. Because once somebody's been warned that what you're selling is going to kill people and you'll go to prison, stop doing it. Stop selling the stuff. The sale itself is illegal. Killing people ought to be punished.
Right.
And it's not a crime. It's not a crime now. That's what's nuts. And they don't want to make it a crime. Well, Matt, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And he has put in a tremendous amount of effort to try to get this stuff through the legislature in honor of his daughter. We have more people in line. Oh, sorry. Hold the microphone to your mouth, John. We have more people in line in their cars, people coming and watching our show here. Here are the basics. We're near the 57 freeway. It's the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. You're on Ball Road. You make a turn onto Phoenix Club Drive. Take that to the end. It's a short distance, and you'll end up in the parking lot here. Just follow the cones. We've got four lanes where you pull up to the table. They hand you a clipboard. You sign the petition, and you get on your way if you want. You know, just take a couple of minutes. It's hardly any time at all. And we're taking signatures till 6 o'clock. We're on the air till 4 o'clock. And again, this is the, let me get the exact title because it's a long one. The Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. This makes retail theft a crime again. This makes drug use and drug possession a crime again, drug sales, and also the fentanyl situation. It stiffens those penalties and puts people in prison when their fentanyl kills others. All right? This is very simple. We've had 10 years of destruction, and it changes starting today. More coming up. We're going to have Bill Saley on, right? And he's the assemblyman from the Inland Empire. Todd Spitzer coming up after 3:30. Honda Center. Parking lot 4. Parking lot 4.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Very good. KFI AM 640, the John Cobalt Show, live in Anaheim at the Honda Center, parking lot 4. We are signing petitions to do a major revision on Prop 47. Huge revision. Todd Spitzer, the Orange County DA, will be on just after 3:30 to explain how big the revision is. But in short, it makes theft a crime again. It makes drug possession and drug sales a crime again. And it also goes after fentanyl dealers pretty seriously. We have people lined up since we started at 1 o'clock, and they're driving in and signing the petition. We've got 6 Southern California counties represented here. And no matter where you are in Southern California, you could drive here and sign the petition. I'm told the organizers already have 500,000 signatures. They want to get to 800,000 within 2 months. And the momentum is incredibly good. So just go to the intersection. It's off the 57, intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive. You make a turn onto Phoenix Club Drive, take it to the end. Or somebody told me just put in your GPS Honda Center, lot 4, and it should take you right there, okay? So nobody should be lost. We are now going to talk to Bill Saley, Republican Assemblyman from the Inland Empire. Everybody welcome Bill. He's one of the good guys. There's about 5 of them in the state in politics. Bill, the encouraging turnout here. It makes you feel like we're headed towards a turning point in the state.
It does. You know, I was saying this reminds me of the political human sacrifice days. We used to put heads on a stick. Yeah. I think we need to bring that back.
We're going to bring that back.
Because I'll tell you why. Up in Sacramento, they do not fear the public. They feel like no matter what they do, how crazy they are, they know they're going to get reelected into a supermajority.
Yeah.
And doing this, going around the legislature and having the public assert their voice is the most powerful thing we can do right now.
Now, you, I'm sure, have been involved in a lot of insane discussions in Sacramento. I mean, tell people what it's like. to deal with these ultra progressives, this weird religious like cult, their belief in the criminal, their protection of the criminal. They know what they're doing. They're doing this on purpose.
It is bizarro world. It is gaslighting at its worst. So if you do a bill, like I did a bill to bring back the firearm enhancement, which they love gun laws, right?
Yeah.
So this bill says if you're going to use a gun to commit a crime, you're going to get an extra 20 years in prison. Okay. And I got hit with, well, do you have any evidence that works?
Well, let's try it.
I go, we had it. It worked great.
Yes, we had it.
Yeah, but then you had too many people in prison. I'm like, yeah, well, that's a good thing.
What is this concept of too many people?
I don't know.
If you have 100 bad guys, then you have to have 100 cells. If you have 500 bad guys, you have 500 cells. There's no magic number. It's whatever society produces at any given point.
Population has exploded.
Yeah.
We have not built prisons to keep up. And prison is the most effective thing we can do to lock up a dangerous person so they can't hurt other people. It's a very simple concept. But up there, they were like, well, do you have any evidence? Does this work? Is this data, studies? And they got all this BS
statistics that they use. It is BS.
And I call it, they want the Hug a Thug program. And I'm like, that doesn't work.
what's weird is they're very much, most of them, for gun control. For gun control for
of
people
us.
Like you, right?
Yeah.
But the guys who actually use the guns, they don't want to sentence them to any time for that.
No.
So you can tell it's not about the guns. It's about protecting the criminals and going after innocent people.
You know, I tell this story. Mia Bonta is on the Public Safety Committee. She's the wife of the Attorney General.
Yes.
When I presented this bill, I said, look, two-thirds of the victims of these violent gun crimes are minorities. They're black and brown people.
Yes.
And I said, there was an article that came out that says a mom in Oakland had her son shot and killed. And they haven't even arrested the guy. And she says, I can't grieve until I have justice for my son. Mia Bonta got livid and mad, and she said, don't you dare lecture me about black moms in Oakland. They're more worried about their sons being snatched up by the police. This woman is insane, and her husband are running the state.
Yeah, I know. And he's going to want to run for governor.
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah. do you ever wonder, after dealing with this day after day, like, what am I doing?
Sometimes.
Shouldn't I move
sometimes
to Utah and talk to rational people?
Well, you know what? I'm excited guys like Carl DeMeyer are running.
Yes.
Because I love my colleagues, but even a lot of Republicans, they've sort of given up.
Yes,
I've noticed
that.
They've sort of given up. And I said, we have to fight. We have to be loud. We have to put the Democrats, we got to expose their viewpoints. We got to get them on record. We should do these bills and put them in their face and make them vote against the public, what the public wants. And they don't want to be too aggressive.
No.
Because they get too aggressive, they get mad and messes up their fundraising makes life a little harder.
Yeah, I know. They just want to take a check and...
they want some pork for their district and, whatever. But
that's you know, we have a one-party system, and the little tiny sliver of the second party doesn't even fight anymore. I've been talking about that for years. We've probably talked about it on the air. It's like, where are the Republicans holding press conferences, mm-hmm. holding events to make people aware of the insanity going on? They don't even bother anymore.
We need good people like you guys to run for office. I will tell you, in Sacramento, it is filled with staffers and activists who run for office. What normal person... me too. Wants to fly up 9 months of the year to Sacramento and deal with these insane people. Nobody normal wants to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I know that's what's striking. Like, you seem like you're quite normal, but I might be wrong.
I'm the son of immigrants. My parents fled a third world country. They fled Lebanon to be here.
Yeah.
And this country's been so good to me, my family, and I was a prosecutor in the Riverside DA's office at the U.S. Attorney's office, and I am not going to go down with these lunatics running our state into the ground. I love this state. I'm not going to give up.
Well, thank you for fighting. Bill Assaly,
yeah.
Assemblyman Republican from the Inland Empire. We're going to have Todd Spitzer on to explain all the details about let me get it right here, the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. This is a huge revise of Prop 47. And you come to the Honda Center parking lot 4. You go to the intersection of Ball Road and Phoenix Club Drive, make the turn, it leads you into the Honda Center. You could just put in Honda Center Lot 4 into your GPS, and you'll find it. And we got a good system here that everybody is set up, and people are driving up quickly, signing the petitions, and getting out on their way. Or you could stand and watch the last half hour of the show. We'll be here to 4. They're going to collect signatures till 6.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Todd Spitzer, Orange County DA, getting the crowd all warmed up here. We've got more and more people, predictably, as the afternoon wears on, as people are getting out of work. And they're here at the parking lot 4 of the Honda Center in Anaheim, signing petitions to get a referendum on the ballot in November that would dramatically revise Prop 47. And Todd's going to explain those details coming up in a moment, but we have a very quick moving line. This is a good setup, Todd. Really, it is.
You know,
people have not had to wait long. We got four lanes.
We even have motorhomes coming through.
Yeah, there you go.
We've had trailers and
the guy probably lives in there. Yeah. So we got good news and bad news on the petitions. The good news is over 1,000 people have signed.
1,000 people in this 2.5 hours.
Bad news is we're running out of petitions. So
I want you to understand, these petitions are like hotcakes all over the state. People cannot wait to sign them. So I literally called headquarters. Do you have anybody in Orange County with petitions? They can bring them over. And they're like, we have run out all over the state of California. And what that tells me is people are sick and tired of watching this state go down the drain. People are like, why in the world are we allowing our quality of life, our property values, our safety, our ability to drive around and be free without smell, you know, stink and filth, and people whose quality of life themselves, they deserve help. And what this initiative does is it says, if you're a drug addict and you keep using drugs, we used to be able to force you into treatment so we could actually try to turn your life around. They took that away with Prop 47. There's no responsibility in California anymore, right? The criminals are the new victims in California, not actual victims. So this initiative says, if you have two or more convictions for personal use of drugs, we can force you into treatment. And if you don't take treatment, you can be convicted of a felony, and then things get really serious. That's what it was before Prop 47. On theft, if you go in and steal over and over and over, less than $950 a day, We now, under this initiative, we can accumulate those dollar amounts. So even if you take your calculator in and figure out how to steal less than $950, we can add that up together and we can charge you with a felony so we can get prison or jail time and get your attention. It is unfair. It is unfair that we are paying the highest prices in America for everything because we are being stolen blind. And if you're a drug dealer and you're peddling fentanyl and you kill somebody, we can charge you with murder. And Matt Caporuto is here getting signatures on the line. You just had him on.
Yeah.
His daughter was murdered because she bought a drug and it had fentanyl unknowingly to her. And we have people, listen, we understand that people will use illicit drugs from time to time, but they don't know they're getting fentanyl. And when they do, and they are succumbed to that, the person that provided that deserves to be prosecuted for murder. And I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to prosecute them for murder.
So you can see there's three prongs to this. It's going after retail theft. It's going after drug sales, drug possession, drug use, and then going after these fentanyl pushers and going after the damage they do. If they end up killing one of their customers after being warned, then they can go to prison for murder. And that's pretty comprehensive.
It's very comprehensive. And the thing is, you think about this. While John was on the air, we've collected 1,000 signatures just from people like yourself driving through. That's phenomenal. So listen, we still have time and we still have applications. We have initiatives. So if you're already on your way, I want you to come down. But if you think, oh, I'm going to come up from Newport Beach, we'll plan another event, okay? But if you're on your way, please come here. Get off Ball Road at the 57 freeway. Turn east. Come to the first light. That's Phoenix Club Drive. Come to the end of the driveway, parking lot 4, and we'll take your signature. Let me just say this. Whether you signed today or not, whether you could get here or not, understand that you need to tell all your friends after we qualify this, you got to vote for it. All right? It's time to put our foot down. It's time to say to the legislature, enough is enough. Tell Gavin Newsom, you cannot solve California's problems by passing these laws. We need to take our fate back, and that's what the good citizens of California are going to do with this initiative.
2014, when this passed, what were you doing? I forget. You've had several jobs in government. I don't think you were DA yet. Oh, you got more to say? I don't want to interrupt you.
No. I got asked, what's the deadline? We have until the third week of April. So we'll be back out, look in your shopping centers, and make sure people sign. Okay.
So 2014, what were you doing?
2014?
Yes, 10 years ago.
I think I didn't even get my first AARP card yet. 2014, I was a county supervisor.
County supervisor. Okay. So you knew this was coming. What? What? Did you see this coming? I mean, when you read Prop 47,
what did you
think was going to happen?
John, what you forgot was before I was a supervisor, in between supervisor 1 and 2, I was a member of the California State Legislature.
Yes.
I sat on the Public Safety Committee, right? I was a voting member in the minority, and I watched bill after bill continue to degrade California. And you don't have to be the smartest person on the block to see what has been happening over time. I was there when Gray Davis was governor. I was there when we had prison overcrowding and we had a receiver. And Clark Kelso did everything he could to open up the prison gates. And let me tell you something. You should not allow our governor to close prisons in the state of California. We need the room. We've built those prisons. And we have people who are eligible and should be in state prison. This idea that people shouldn't go to jail or prison who harm us, steal our property, break into our homes. Look at smash and grabs. Look at burglaries. It's enough is enough is enough is enough.
Todd Spitzer, Orange County DA. Now, I have word that we're going to do another one of these in Whittier in L.A. County on March 28th. More details to come. But
I just have a question for you, John. Is George Gascon going to lead this one, too?
Well, we're going to invite him. So we'll ask him. We'll see if he shows up. So March 28th in Whittier. And so you people living in L.A. County, we're going to have a centerpiece there. We're also going to do another one in the Inland Empire as well.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we got to take a break. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for doing all that explaining.
Hey, I want everybody to give it up for KFI and the leadership of John Cabal. The fact that KFI is out here today and bringing us all together to save California, it's no wonder it's the number one talk radio station in California.
And the country.
In the country.
The country.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we're here for one more segment. After 4, they'll post the podcast. You can hear what went on from the Honda Center, Lot 4 in Anaheim. And we've been taking signatures all afternoon for the referendum that would drastically rewrite Prop 47. Todd Spitzer was just on. We had over 1,000 people show up to sign. People are still coming in. So we're running low on petitions and signature spaces. So if you're already on your way, you can come in, and they're going to be taking signatures for a while longer. If you haven't left the house yet, just stay there. You're going to be finding people at all the strip malls, grocery stores, shopping centers, all over the place. So eventually you can sign, and we're going to do more public events, too, over the next couple of months. In fact, next one we'll do is going to be in Whittier on March 28th. Details to come. Now, for this broadcast, we had a lot of Instagramming going on, and Eric Sklar, our technical director, turned on Eric's mic, and he's going to tell you, in case you didn't get to come or you want to watch this tonight when you get home, where's all this stuff?
So if you go to @JohnCobaltRadio on Instagram or Twitter, you will be able to find all of the footage from today. Thank you to everybody that came out and stayed and watched the entire show. Thank you to everybody that came out and signed petitions. Thank you to OCDA Todd Spitzer for helping organize all of this. And like I said, @JohnCobaltRadio on Twitter and Instagram if you want to see any of the footage from today, or @KFI AM 640.
All right. And thanks, Eric. Thank you for doing all this today.
Anytime, John.
Recording all the segments. There's like, if you're in L.A. County, the most important thing is to vote against George Gascon. I think that's obvious. How many are from L.A. County here? Oh, a lot of people. If you're not from L.A. County, this is the most important thing that we're going to do in November. Because repealing Prop 47, they've had 10 years, and they absolutely refuse to. And, you know, they could go another 100 years. And they don't care how many people die. They don't care how much stuff is stolen, how many people are harmed, how many drug addicts die in the streets, how many teenagers die from fentanyl poisoning. It doesn't matter to them. As you might have heard Bill Asaley, who's in the legislature, and Todd Spitzer said this, you just run into a brick wall. They don't care. So whatever your stereo, they really brainwash us as kids, right? They teach us that all these politicians are public servants, and they're actually making great sacrifices, you know, to go to Sacramento or go to Washington, D.C., to do good for America. It is total bull. It's total nonsense. There's very few. And nice catch. Very few. And so you got to stop treating them with respect. stop thinking that they don't care, and they're never going to care. And what is going on and what they're doing is exactly what they want to do. All right. Same thing like the border. Border's wide open. That's not a mistake. That's not incompetence. That's mission accomplished. So understand that. We got Tim. Okay.
Hey
Tim,
now. Conway. Hey now. Hey, that's my crew there in Orange County, man. I would move there in a heartbeat.
All right. Big cheers for Tim.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, they have the greatest food down there. The greatest people in the world are in Orange County.
If I was in Ventura County, you would say the same thing, though.
Oh, I did last two months ago. I said the same thing. Sure. So anyway, we have George Gascon coming on at 5, so that'll be cool. I'm going to get behind that lad. What the hell? Right? Just to piss everybody off in Orange County.
It's a good idea.
Alex Stone is coming on with us today. He's from ABC News to talk about the AT&T. I guess it was some kind of service that was out all day. I don't know. I wasn't affected by it. Were you affected by it, John?
I don't make calls, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I get that. All right. And then that chase that happened last night, it came through Burbank. I texted everybody, and it ended up in Rancho Cucamonga with a big fire. What an unbelievable chase. Went right by Crozier's house. Did you see it last
Crozier
night?
Involved?
No, Crozier's not involved, but he climbed up to the top of the fence and threw rocks at the guy. That's right, buddy.
He's the crime fighter.
He is the best. He's the absolute best.
He says
best.
He sees a bad guy go by, he's got his rocks ready.
He stones him. Hey, John, did you see the chase last night?
No. Oh, I saw the video clips of the end and the fire and everything, yeah.
You got to watch those live. You got to watch them live. It's like a Super Bowl breaking out. There's two things you got to watch live in this world.
I got to get on your notification list.
Yes, I will notify you. But sports and high-speed chase are the last two things you got to watch live. Got to watch them live. And the Dodgers kicked ass in. I don't know if you saw the score, 14-1.
No, that's great.
Yeah. So all you Angel fans out there, sorry.
Be nice.
Sorry. Yeah. That's the minor league team for the Dodgers down there.
Great. You know, these people were so happy for 3 hours.
I know. But
and then you turn on them.
I know, but if they also have to admit that the Angels are the Dodgers minor league team.
You can talk them into that.
Okay. All right.
I want to get out of here alive. All right. That's Conway.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.